Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, I hope everybody is having a fantastic day. I'm down here in Austin, Texas, a little cold today in the 20s and ice, so it's kind of ice day for us down here today. I'm your host, Curtis Harwell, and I'm talking to you again live from the Austin, Texas studios, and you're listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show, and I'm here with you every week. Hopefully, I'll discuss topics that will help you and your family to a healthier lifestyle. I also want to thank everybody who tunes into the show. I know that takes some effort. A lot of people are at work and or driving, so you can get me on your telephone or your iPad or your telephone. If not, you can listen to the podcast. But I really appreciate you listening to the show because without you, would not have a show to share with you. You can also participate in the show today by contacting me, if you'd like, on Facebook at Curtis Harwell, or you can get me at the Harwell Fit Talk radio show. You can also get me at Harwell Fit, or if you're on Twitter to participate, to ask any questions or participate in the show, you can get me over there by going to Get Fit by Curtis, and I'll get you taken care of. You can also call into the show at 347-850-8748. And again, today we're going to have another great topic. I'm sitting here with my cup of hot cocoa, 2% milk, and low-fat chocolate syrup. So trying to keep myself warm here in the studios. It's a little chilly in here. It's about 55 degrees this morning, so trying to stay a little warm. Today we have another great topic, I think. And again, like I've told you before, I get my topics a lot from just everybody listening to the show and emailing or texting or sending me any kind of information as far as topics that they would like to have on the show. So today I've got, and it's another topical topic, and I'm going to discuss why there is no such thing as spot reducing. And I got to tell you, that myth is still out there. I think sometimes as strong today as it was 50 years ago. I don't think it's changed a whole lot, and I'll discuss a few reasons why, but that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, when it comes to spot reducing, I got to tell you, and I did some research, and I got this from a potential client that I went on a client consult last night, and got it from that particular visit that I would do the show on this today. And what I, you know, did is I got back to the studio, got on the computer, really started doing some research and looking at what's being said out there about spot reducing and that. And I know what's being said in the gyms, and I got to tell you, even in the gyms today, believe it or not, in the gyms today, there are some trainers still to this day espousing that they can do spot reduction for their potential or their clients. Now, what I was amazed at is I got on the internet, and I started doing some research because I really wanted to look at what was going on because I hadn't done it for a while. I want to be informed in my show. I was amazed, and I'm not going to name names, but we're talking about veryhighuse.com's fitness, bodybuilding, and otherwise.com's that still have articles and people still writing articles, blogs, that still espouse spot reduction. And say that they have studies to back it up, but they don't ever list the studies. And I have got to tell you, I couldn't believe it. And I'm not talking one or two. And I'm not talking about a handful. I'm actually talking about quite a few articles and bigger dot coms in the fitness industry that still have articles and different things within their dot coms and posts that still espouse that there is such a thing as spot reduction. And I'm here to tell you today, having been in nutrition and fitness and health all of my life, and my business, my livelihood, everything that I have, I owe to fitness. I'm going to tell you right now, there is no such thing as spot reduction. I don't care how hard you want to believe it, and you're out, those of you out there, you still want to believe it, that if you got a little bit of extra fat around the tummy, that I can help you just lose that little bit of fat around the tummy and just worry about that and nothing else. And it's not going to happen. So I'm just telling you right now, upfront, straightforward, there is no such thing as spot reduction, and most all of the competent studies that have something behind them all back me up. There's no such thing as spot reduction. So you just got to get off of that. Anybody out there listening today that still believes that you can do spot reduction, you have to get away from that because there's no such thing. The attempt to spot reduce body fat, you just can't do. And you would think that that subject should be dead and buried, but I got to tell you what, it lives on today as much as it did 50 years ago. Okay, it's just a pursuit that just doesn't or won't go away. And I hate to say it, but it's basically consumer ignorance. And it's also keen marketing and just blind faith that keeps it alive. But all the past research, all of the good research shows that it is impossible to spot reduce. It's not how your body is set up. I don't care if you do 100,000 sit-ups a day, if you were able to do them. They're not going to do one iota for that fat around your midsection, okay? I mean, it's just basically time for me right now to put one more nail in the coffin of the idea that you can do spot reduction. Now, for you listeners out there who are not really familiar, spot reduction means the attempt to remove the subcutaneous body fat stores from the specific areas around the body by performing exercises, and then what you do is you target those areas. Now, an example is a person who has an inordinate amount of fat, let's say, stored on their sides above the hips. And we call those the love handles. Now, you might use side bends or an abdominal side-to-side twisting exercise in the attempt you think that's going to torch those fat cells. And by now, you should know the reality of this endeavor, that performing those exercises may strengthen the muscles responsible for the movements. But they have little to no impact on the reduction of the amount of fat stored there in those areas. And this is with all factors, being equal. Now, a disclaimer I got to give to you is required at this point. I firmly believe all breaking, all breaking muscle readers are smart cookies. Now, you're probably thinking, why am I reading this or listening to this show when I'm well aware, that spot reducing fat is a waste of time? And I know a lot of you out there listening right now, in your heart of hearts, there's no such thing. But I think what happens is we all have this little area in the back of our mind that we're hoping, that it just might be. Now, and you know, I commend you for knowing if you believe the spot reducing is a waste of time. However, you know, hopefully you'll allow me during this conversation to present one or more studies to confirm what you already know. Now, you know, there's been all kinds of studies done with hundreds and thousands of people, okay? And this let me just give you one study. They had these people do three sessions per week, and, you know, were used, and each consisted of one set of repetition using a resistance of equivalent to about 10 to 30% of their one repetition of maximum. Now, the one-set protocol resulted in the performance of somewhere between 960 to 1,200 reps during each occasion or each session. And that's really endurance training. It should do a whole lot for fat burning, theoretically. And before and after the training, measurements were taken. They took measurements for body mass, bone mass, bone mineral density, lean mass, body fat percentages, okay? They took time, lots of time, to do all of these measurements to make sure that they were all correct. Now, at the end of the study period, total body mass, bone mineral density, body fat percentage, none of it significantly changed after all that exercise, okay? Now, the body fat mass did decrease by about 5%. And before exercise, it was about 6%, okay? So, but there, other than that, there was no significant changes in bone mass, lean mass, fat mass, anything else during the whole process. And then when taking measurements again, the measurements were universal throughout the body. You know, it was just universal. So, you know, what can you take from this study? Okay. Now, number one, you can't blast a specific area. Something like your abs, your triceps, your inner thighs, you know, for you women with the inner thighs. With a lot of exercises and reps in that, and realize fat loss only in that area. It doesn't happen, not going to happen. Second, training programs that do incorporate high repetitions on any exercise, whether it's, let's say, total body, things like burpees, or a specific muscle group, let's say like leg extensions, can be effective in reducing fat mass, okay, but the fat loss will be over the entire body. And keep in mind, this is also contingent, of course, on the calorie intake, you know. Now, I just got to tell you, when you're watching the television and something comes up and it's talking about spot reducing, you know, tone trim specific, you know, trim the fat off, sculpt the fat in specific body parts, okay, turn a channel. You need to turn a channel because it is nothing much more than a gimmick program. Or they might be selling some gimmick or gadget that's going to do these things for you. Fat cannot be specifically expunged or taken away solely from one specific area. It just is not going to happen. And again, the short answer, no, you can't spot reduce. But here's the new thinking that might challenge everything you thought and you knew about spot reducing fat. Now, spot reduction, okay, that is a pairing of words with a unique ability to make it, you know, certain exercisers angrier than a startled honey badger. Now, perhaps their annoyances stem from that moment they were first told that the first hundreds and hundreds of sit-ups they'd been doing hadn't actually been zeroing in on the fat covering their abs, okay? Now, they show this fury because they've wasted their time and energy, you know, to lose that body fat, thinking and having been told that if they're doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sit-ups, crunches, that there would be a possibility of spot reduction, and that all of these exercises would be of benefit. So, you know, and then what happens at the end? They don't lose any fat. They've got abs that are great, but you've got this layer of fat off over the top of them, and you can't see them. So, you know, this dogma is so deeply entrenched in the fitness mindset that anyone who tries to say differently basically is metaphorically lynched, you know, and they have zero credibility with some people if they're told that they can't spot reduce. Okay. You know, so those are things that you have to look at when you're exercising and just thinking that you're going to be able to exercise a body part into shape and get rid of the fat. It's not going to happen. Okay, now, how you burn body fat, I'm going to give you a few of the basics. Okay, now, number one, you know, your liver stores glucose or energy and gradually releases it to the conveyor belt that is your bloodstream, okay? Now, this is the energy you use for things like keeping your legs moving, okay? Now, now once glucose runs out, a signal gets sent to the brain, which directs your body to tap into your stored fat as an energy source. Now, this is called ketosis. Now, this is a process where you start to burn fat for energy. Now that your body has begged for energy from your fat cells, they will lose their plumpness, though they'll never disappear. Thing is, you got to keep this in mind. Once you develop a fat cell or a fat pocket, even when you lose that fat in that cell or that pocket and cell remains. It does not go away. Okay. Now, hormones that enter your bloodstream activate an enzyme called lipase, now, which tells your fat cells to release their triglycerides so they can hitch along on the same ride. Your liver snatches some of these triglycerides from your blood and will convert them into glycerol for energy, which is pumped to your working muscles. Now, the result of your fat cells are taking, or the rest of your fat cells are taken directly to the working muscles to be used as fuel. Now, one thing that I want you to keep in mind, and we talked about this in an earlier show here, a couple of shows ago about carbohydrates, keep in mind, your body only works off of sugar or carbohydrates, okay? So when your body converts fat into energy or it converts protein into energy, your brain cannot use that energy. You have to have carbohydrates. So that's why, you know, as you get carbo-depleted, you'll get lightheaded, moody, you don't think clearly, you may not sleep well, you're agitated, jittery, nervous, and that's because you don't have enough carbohydrates in your body. Now, now that your body will start begging for energy from your fat cells, they will lose their plumpness, okay? But again, like I said, they'll never disappear, okay? Now, this makes the fat tissue shrink, and your muscle striations pop once that fat comes out. So that's when you see the tone. Okay. Now, when you're in your 30s, your metabolism is just naturally going to slow. Now, that means the same food portions will result in heftier figures on the scale. So, when you were 15, 20 years old, mid 20s, the same amount of food that you ate during those periods of time, once you hit 30, are not going to be metabolized the same way. And with the same amount of food that you ate at 20, at 30 you may put on weight. And this may be already happening to you already, but you will gradually start to see very different results, from your diet and training when you get a little bit older. And it starts in your 30s and it just continues. Now, obviously, men are prone to storing these unused calories in their bellies, okay? Now, from an evolutionary perspective, it's placed there to protect your vital organs and bones, but this protective instinct is stronger in some people than others, okay? And also, another thing to think about is cortisol, when you're under stress. Now, and the results, with this fat storage can be staggering. But keep in mind, genetics are just one player in obesity and are very rarely the main source of why you're storing fat on the belly, okay? So, despite the notion your family tree does play a part of it, this whole thing, just because your dad necessarily has this huge gut, he sits down and his gut's so big he can put a, can of beer on his gut while he's watching a game, does not mean the same thing can happen to you. But it's possible, okay? Heredity can account for as much as 50%, 50 to 56% of your abdominal fat, according to research out there. You just got to keep in mind that some fat out there, once you get it on you, it just has a tendency to be stubborn as hell to get rid of. Now, fat cells have various receptors, and these betas are heroes out there, and they're encouraging fat to be burned. Now, the alphas are the villains that tell it to be stored, okay? Now, stubborn fat areas have more alpha receptors, so in order to burn more fat in these body parts, you want more beta receptors and less alphas. Now, the biggest player in creating a more favorable alpha beta ratio is that one important thing, insulin, because insulin is because stubborn fat is more insulin sensitive, and this sets your fat cells into storage mode when you eat high carb diets. So when you eat the high carbohydrate diets, that's when your body wants to start storing fat. So if you're creating insulin, you're creating fat. And again, we talked about cortisol a little bit. If you're under a lot of stress and you cannot balance that stress, if you can't control that stress, men or women, you're going to have more fat deposits in the belly area because that's where it goes when you're under stress. When the cortisol hormone is being produced, your body then wants to store body fat. Another thing that you have to keep in mind with body fat also is if you're not eating enough, you actually could be on a restricted calorie diet and eat actually less calories than what your body needs in a day to maintain your current body weight. But if you're only eating once or twice a day, what happens is you're not giving your body enough food throughout the day. So what happens is your body feels like well, he or she's not going to feed me, so I'm going to hold back body fat. So of the calories that you do eat, the body, you know, won't store them as glycogen in the body. What it'll do is convert that to fat, thinking that you're not going to be, you know, it's feeling like you're not going to feed it, so it's going to store body fat. So you have to watch that. So you have to be very conscious of when you go on the diet lifestyle change and you reduce your calories. That's why usually I think a good number when you're restricting your calories a little bit and you're eating better is to only reduce your calorie intake by about 20% per day, because what you're trying to do is up your cardio, your intensity of your cardio and your training, so you're burning a few more calories through exercise. But, and then your diet, you want to eat 5-6 times per day to get a constant supply of energy coming in your body. Even if it's only a couple of hundred calories, at least you're giving the body some calories throughout the day. So you shouldn't, you know, get up in the morning, let's say at 7 o'clock, and not eat until 11 or 12. When you're doing that, your body is storing body fat throughout the whole day. So you need to watch that that's not happening. And then, again, when it comes to the exercising, I know I'm always told or asked, you know, when I'm training people and working with people and trying to get them to where they're losing body fat, they wonder how come we only do a small portion of abdominal exercises. And a lot of people think, you know, because I'm really trying to work on core, but a lot of people think core is just abdominal muscles, and it's not. You got to remember the core is from the glutes, bottom of the glutes, not including the legs, all the way up to your neck. That's the core of your body. And the core, you work the core when you have rotation, flexion, and inflection, because all of those things work to stabilize your spine. So that's when you're working on your core. Ab muscles, I do a modicum of abdominal exercises only because that's all you need. I also try to stay away from using weights when doing abdominal exercises, because your abdominals are no different than any other muscle. You put pressure on those muscles and a lot of weight, you can actually make the abdominal muscles bigger. And that's especially when you're doing side bends or anything for the oblique. If you're using a lot of weight, you're actually doing detriment to what you're doing. You're actually making your obliques bigger, your size. So you're making your waist bigger. You might have great muscles, but you're going to have big waist. And if you look at a lot of the bodybuilders today, compared to old school, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Frank Zane, Franco Colombo, all of those guys during that period of time, most all of them could vacuum, where they could vacuum their abdominals. And if you notice, there's very few today that can vacuum, and parts of it has got to do with using weights for abdominals, heavy weights for abdominals. Also has to do with growth hormones, steroids, all of those things which make the organs bigger. Then you can't vacuum and you can't have that real small tiny waist. In closing here, you can't spot reduce, okay, no matter how hard you try. And anybody that tells you that they can spot reduce, you need to run as fast as you can, because they can't. They're basically out to take your money, and you're not going to get results. It's absolutely not going to happen. You will not get results. So, you know, hopefully I've helped you. I will also have this on my blog at Get Fit by Curtis. So I will have this show on my blog, and you can also listen to the podcast later again if you like. Have a fantastic day. Look forward to talking to you another time this week on another great show. Love, peace out.